Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
I love when I hear that motherfucker. Hey, I'm here. You here. Dang, the panel kind of full. I hope you guys asking questions. Hope you ain't just there. But this is the show, the Ask Rosebud show. I'm here, doggone it. Call in. Talk to me. 657-383-0809. And all you Trojans, you know, I see you there. Damn it, I love it when I turn on and there you are right there trying to hear it. Now, tonight, we just going to get right into it. I usually start talking whatever bullshit about, you know, my PhDs and all that goddamn shit, and I'm qualified for this and qualified for that. You already know that damn shit. You already know what this doggone show is about. So let's just go head on and get to it. Tonight, I'm really curious about this. You know, I really want to know how bad do you really want it? I mean, some dudes, you know, they dress up, you know, get a cape, a cane. And I ain't saying nothing about that stuff. I'm just saying some people get that stuff and don't even really be about it. You know, they just get that stuff and dress up like they playing dress up. You know, there's only one thing that, you know, still bother me about you guys, and that's that you're so content without knowing shit about what you claim to do. That bothers me. Seems to me, I mean, it just seems to me, because I'm call myself rational. Let's see this private number. All right, you better not be Trayon already. What's up?
Hello, Rosebud.
Hey, man, what's happening?
I'm good. Calling from Ghana.
You calling from Ghana?
Yeah, Africa, West Africa.
Right. Well, what's up, man?
Okay, so what I wanted to know was, what is your opinion on persistence when it comes to women?
On persistence?
Yes, persistence.
You mean keeping at them?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this, bro. Are you talking about one woman? Are you talking about a woman in particular or women in general?
A woman.
I thought you was. So I would say, man, me personally, I don't know what you're going to do, but I talk to a woman, you know, and see, get my little feeling, and let's say she feel like, she make me feel like we cool, but I don't really get the kind of action I want right now today. I will give her an opportunity to hit me again, you know, get in contact with me. Now, if she don't, let's say some days go by, 2, 3, 4, 5 days go by, I might would call her. But that's far as I would go, because I'm not persistent in that way. I'm persistent, and if the bitch don't see that I'm the motherfucker that she should be fucking with, I don't want to fuck with her no way, because she's stupid. You know, if she can't see in the process of talking to me that she really, dang, as I talk, the more I talk, she should be, you know, wanting to deal with me more and more and more. So what I'm saying to you, bro, as far as persistence, the more you say to the woman, the least you should be liking her. The more you have to say to her, the thicker her skull is, and you ain't got time for that stuff. Now, this is about women. Shoot, you're supposed to be persistent as hell. That's why you're supposed to talk to 100 women a week at least. And you don't care what their responses are. You just want to be out there and doing. You know, see, I'm not the kind of guy that care if she says no. I only care if she says yes. So what I'm saying is, tell me no quickly. You know, the quicker you tell it to me, the happier I am. You know, if I walk up to a bro and say, hey, girl, what's happening? And she could recognize what I'm about. She said, no, look here, man, I ain't trying to mess with you. You know, I'm going to say, all right, sister. And then I'm going to turn around and walk off. And if we're in a bar, I'm going to send that bitch a drink. I don't want to fuck with her. I'm so happy she let me know that I should not waste my time with her, that, you know, I'm going to reward her with a drink. That's how I feel, bro. Now, what do you feel about persistence? Why did this one woman have you asking that question?
Okay. Well, my view on persistence, I agree with you. Talking to different women, yes. But say you're talking to different women, and there's a specific woman that you have been with, you slept with this woman at this point, but she has second thoughts because she thinks you have a girlfriend. She just thinks you have a girlfriend. You've explained you don't, but in her mind, you do. So she treats you differently after sex because she thinks a certain way, but you're trying to get past that thought process she has.
Bro, listen, man. You say you from Ghana, and,
yeah,
you know, that doesn't really mean anything, so I'm not saying anything, but maybe you guys out there think differently than we think here, because what I'm saying is I could give a fuck about her unless she want to give a fuck about me. So when you start telling me that kind of stuff, weak stuff, if you know what I mean, is weak.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in Ghana, if it's in the United States, if it's France, if it's Germany, you know, it's weak. And that shit you're talking about is weak. You know, you didn't already told her where you was coming from. You didn't have some sex with her. So then if that's the case, throw her back in. She's one of those fish that's too small for you to deal with if you're a real fisherman. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not about sex. It's not about sex, man. It's not about how much you like her. It's about
mm-hmm.
what you want and if she's going to provide it. That's all it's about. And if she does provide it, then she can get whatever in return that you're going to provide for her. But until what you want is met and you see that it's going to continually be met, you ain't really caring about her. At least I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about you. Hey, get somebody else the pussy, goddammit. Don't give it to me. It's because you gave me some pussy, you think I'm going to be doing all this bullshit. I see you 3-4-7. I'll be there in a minute. So what I'm telling you, brother, is I knew it, but you're confirming, even
mm-hmm.
in Ghana, Africa,
mm-hmm.
motherland, the strongest of the black motherfuckers, still some weak-ass motherfucking men over there, because you need my course. You need to understand how you – no, you don't. Well.
Can I explain?
You might have it. No, let me say this, and then you can explain.
Okay.
You might have my course, but you haven't put into practice anything in my course. Now, you can explain.
Okay. So the reason I'm saying this is because I know it's weak, because I don't really subscribe
to
that.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I'm saying right there. You prove you don't use my course. Because the first thing you said out your mouth is you know it's weak.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is you're supposed to accept the truth. And if you're not
mm-hmm.
lying to yourself, if you're saying the truth is weak, then right there lets you know, based on my course, You ain't supposed to go for nothing else you think about that shit because it's weak. And the only way, the only fucking way you can do what I'm saying is if you're confident in what you believe, which you're not. You're not confident in what you believe. So I suggest.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
347, don't get off or anything. I'm coming to you in a minute, brother, but this is important. Go ahead, brother.
What I was saying was I believe firmly in your course, and I act accordingly. But what I just moved to Ghana, I moved back to Ghana from London five, six months ago. And the way things are here with the women is that they expect you to be a certain way. And when you don't act in that certain way, it really, really, really frustrates them. So why I'm asking the question is, it's really frustrating the women I'm dealing with, the way I am acting, which is going with the course. Back in London.
Okay, but listen. Listen. Okay. I got another student that was in Japan from Australia. Trayon. You might have heard me talking about him, Trayon. And he didn't have exactly the same problem, but he had the same problem because he was where people didn't really understand where he was coming from. It was a language thing with him. But see, with you, it's a particular custom for women
cultural.
Or whatever. Yeah, it's cultural. But what I'm saying is this. Do you want to be held back by your culture? Do you want your woman to stay held back by your culture if you really think it's holding her back? I'm not saying it is or isn't because I'm not in Africa. You are. You got to be there. So what I'm saying is you got to start designing your conversation for the woman that you talk to before you get close to her. She got to be knowing what kind of dude you are. And you got to be letting her, you know, as you talking to her, before you kiss her, before any of that shit, you got to be letting her know, you know, shoot, I don't even really want to get close to you because I'm used to being in London and in the States, you know, and women are different there. And she going to say, how so? And well, you know, they understand what a man talking about, and a man ain't got to be living some kind of, you know, caveman way if that's the way he see it. If he see this, you know, and he can show you this and explain how this is going to help you, if you're a real woman, you know, in the States or in London, you either go for it or not. You don't disregard it because it's not what you used to. You got to be talking to them like that because once they kiss you and you bring that kind of shit to them, that mean they into you. Hold on for a second, brother. Don't go nowhere. 347, what's up with you?
Hey, what's happening with you, Rosebud, man? Hey, I'm patient, motherfucker. You can go ahead and finish with your boy, man. I'm good.
No, you've been patient enough, and I reward you because both of y'all are on. Because this brother that's on, he in Africa, man. Let's hear what you got to say.
All right, well, much respect to that, then. Let me just say this, man. A couple of months ago, our brother asked a similar question, and he said, basically the question was, when you tell the bitch to call you and she don't call you, would you still fuck with her? And you said, sometimes it's even better because that means she's been thinking about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, now what about this? What if you gave, okay, dig this here. What if when you gave the bitch your number, you told her time to call? You said, hey, bitch, you know what I mean, whatever the case may be, hit me at 9 o'clock. You just know to give your number, hit you at 9 o'clock, and the bitch hit you at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. Me, I would check the bitch. What would you do?
Why? Man,
why?
Listen, brother. No, not why. Listen to me, man. First of all, the bitch that don't call, why she would be cool to me because she ain't thinking about me, which means to me, fuck her. I ain't thinking about her no more. I only care if the bitch do what I say. And what I'm saying is I would never tell – I would tell a bitch a time, but I wouldn't expect the bitch to call me at that time. I would let the bitch know approximately as far as if I said call me. That could be any time during the day. If I say call me at 5 p.m., that's after work. She might call me at 8:30. She might call me the next day. But what I'm saying is the only thing I'm interested in is if she called me back. Now, I am going to say, I thought I wanted you to call me to whatever so-and-so.
There you go.
You know what I – hey, yeah, but wait a minute. I say that only for her to start explaining, and I'm cutting her off. You know what? I don't want to hear that shit. It's just cool we called.
Right.
You know, hey, I'm going to handle the shit. So what I'm saying is, if that's what you did, that's what you're supposed to do. Hey, brother in Africa, did you hear what we just talked about?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I agree with you all the way on that, because that makes the most sense to me.
Okay, now, 347, you got anything else you want to add? Because this brother in Africa, I want to talk to him some more.
Okay, well, cool. Let me just go ahead and add this, and just go ahead to me, and it ties right in. I remember one time you said, ain't the big shit you should trip on, it's the little shit, because the little shit the bitch should have known better about.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, hey, man. Okay, now, sound like you laced with that shit I got, too. But then again, you could just be picking up some nuggets and you just own with it, and I ain't mad at you. What I'm saying is, my guess is you got part of my course. Do you or don't you?
Nope.
Okay. What I'm saying is you picking up from what we talking about these things, right?
Right.
Not right now, from you listening to me over time. You picked up this stuff, right?
Yeah, right now too. I'm listening to you. I'm learning right now and in the past, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, hey, brother in Africa, let me ask you the same thing. Are you picking up information too from what we're talking about now? And you say you have the course. And you are living by the course. So what I'm saying is both of you seem to have a handle on what you're doing, but it seems like one of you is only getting the results they want. And what's weird is that the one that don't have the course is getting the results. Not that he said that, but I'm gathering from the way he's talking and the tone of voice. So, brother in Africa, what am I telling you?
You're telling me that even though the other caller doesn't have the course, it seems like he's getting the results of someone that should have the course.
No, I'm not telling you that. Okay, go ahead.
But what I was going to say was, I don't agree with that, because I am getting the results. But it comes to a point. I think it's a very cultural where you have women that they go along with it. They're actually excited by it in the beginning. This is a common thing I hear. I love the way you make me feel, because they're not used to it. They're not used to that kind of thing. And then when they start to see that it's a consistent thing, it's so far away from what they know that it becomes frustrating for them.
Stop right there. Let's go with what you just said. Let's just go with what you just said. What should you have learned from that? Because as you're dealing with women, you should be learning how to deal with women. So what should you have? What do you think you should have learned from that?
I'm not too sure.
You should have learned from that, brother, is this. That those women in your country, just like the women in this country, are used to fake motherfuckers. They're not used to motherfuckers that can be how they are when they meet them and be that way during the relationship. They used to motherfuckers putting on a front, you know, oh, God, I love what you're doing. And when they say that shit, you should push them back. Now, don't like what I'm doing, because I ain't changing. All the time, you drawing her closer to you. But what you making her understand is, don't expect me to change. And the first time she mentioned, well, you know, you just stay this way. Well, look, baby, I told you I wasn't going to change. And if you don't want to go no further, I understand. Because a lot of you motherfuckers can't deal with real motherfuckers. I'm a real man, and I'm a real man in different countries all over the world. I'm not a real man just in Africa. You used to men only in Africa. I'm a worldly man. You got to talk like that, man. You got to change their mind from what they're thinking. And when they see what you're saying is actually the opposite of what they're thinking, they'll start considering what they're thinking because they was just only scared of it. You scare them, man. You scare them. I hate to say this, man. The women in your country, they want to be liberated. They want liberation. But they so goddamn scared of what that represents because they ain't used to it. You got to understand, these women in your country is the first generation of women that even think about this kind of shit in your country. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe your son, you know, your grandson, they ain't going to have as hard a problem as you when you pass this shit down to them. You ain't telling them, hey, fuck Africa, fuck them. You ain't telling them that shit. You just showing them how to be a man. Period. You know, if you want to be really deep into the African culture, man, you could be African as fuck and still be a man. But they just call you kings in Africa when you like that. They say sire. And hey, when you like that in Africa, brother, you get the total respect. Ain't nobody questioning you. Because you the shit. And just so happens, you ain't nobody voted you king. You ain't, you know, killed up a bunch of motherfuckers, took over the kingdom or nothing. You know, you just know you a king. And the only motherfucker that's going to get me to say I ain't a king is the king. Because I know if I say he ain't the king, he going to kill me. He going to make sure I don't get to have another bitch. Shit. So, yeah. I'm making jokes, but I'm being real in what I'm saying, man. You know, you back in Africa, okay? I understand that, but you learn some shit that your homeland cannot understand. So you got to take the women one at a time, and you got to one at a time put this shit we just been talking about in them. And you can't really look for no results for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Not that you can't get this broad, but you can't really look for a result of what you said. Otherwise, you might run into somebody 3 years from now. You know what? What you told me was, you know, I've been telling my girlfriends, you know, you didn't know this, but that word is spreading because they want to deal. They want to be African. But you know they don't want to be substandard or less than you, African. They want to be just like these American bitches want to be. They want to be, hey, I want to make as much money as you. All right, bitch. Okay, you can make much money as me if you understand you got to, you know what I know. But at the same goddamn time, that don't stop you from being a bitch because me being this way didn't stop me from being a man. And then you get soft, girl, we need each other. Man, that bitch go cream on you, man. Come on, man. You gotta, you ain't playing, bro. Hey, 347, do you see what I'm telling, bro?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've been listening and soaking up this game you've been talking about. And I don't know about him, but I get what the fuck you're saying, man.
I know you do, man. And let me tell you something, man. I'm kind of, you know, if I had a dart, that I could throw through this goddamn, you know, line and stick you in your forehead, motherfucker, I would, because you one of them brothers that sound like you don't need my shit, and I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you, because everybody don't need it. But those of you that do, I'm telling you, if you want to think like this brother at 347, and this motherfucker kind of sound like he got a handle on what he do think, you know, but I'm sure I could ask 2, 3 questions and had this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't my thing. My thing is the build up what should be build up and shore up that needs building up. So that's me. So you two brothers both, I'm going to put y'all back in unless you got something to say. 318, I'm coming at you. Okay, they didn't have nothing. 318, what's up, brother?
Hey, Rosebud.
Hey, what's happening?
Okay,
I don't know,
so,
brother.
This is a pretty
Go
this
ahead.
Is a pretty gnarly one. You're not gonna believe this.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been with this one girl for 6 months, right? Okay, so...
Go ahead, I believe that.
All right. So it's our first time, we're going to the bedroom, right? And she pulls out a strap and wants to do butt stuff. So what do you think about that? I was like, I had to get out of there.
Wait. She wanted to do butt stuff to you?
Yeah, and I had to get out of there, man.
Wait, stop. Yeah, you did have to get out of there. But the problem is way before you having to get out of there. Because you got some punk shit going on in your life. And you fucking know it. Hey, listen, bro.
I don't know you.
Dude, I don't know you. And I'm not really judging you. But I'm saying there is no way in any kind of scenario a bitch is going, okay. Okay, let's say you're right. Let's say you're telling the truth. This is what happened. You ain't did nothing. So, hey, listen. This is why I don't believe you. This is why I don't believe you. Because if that really happened, and you just got the hell out of there because that ain't you, you wouldn't even say nothing about it. That's some fucked up shit that you might. We'll tell your
No, partner. I had to get it off my chest, and I had to tell somebody.
Because I said you might tell it to your partner, your boy, you know. Man, this bitch actually wants to do stuff with my butt, and you motherfuckers start cracking up. But about acting on a venue like this, only a motherfucker that had them tendencies would do that because he wouldn't be ashamed of it. You should be ashamed, not shame.
Okay,
but you should,
you
can explain it if you want. And if you want to accept your explanations, I am not mad at you. But I'm not going to waste no more time listening to no explanation about a bitch asking you, can she stick something up in your motherfucking ass? You can't even see she a knucklehead before it get that far. Come on, man. I'm real with mine. I got to get out of here, man. With that motherfucking shit, I had to get him out of here, man. I kind of don't even believe he was a real caller. See, because I get them kind of motherfuckers, man. You know, they just call with some kind of fucked up scenario just to, you know how punk motherfuckers are. You know, so what I'm talking about, and hey, wait. See, did you see how confident I was in getting rid of this motherfucker? I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't care if my assessment of him is wrong. I care that that's the assessment I made. That's what I care about. I care that if you don't want that kind of assessment, you better not do or sound anything like that motherfucker sound. Because, this nigga, this is delicious. Hold on one second. Hey, you guys there? Okay, goddammit. Yeah. We back. Okay, so, I'm just saying, man, you don't do certain things. Certain things, you just, if that would have happened to me, it's like, you going down the street, you meet this broad, and she get in the car, y'all start talking. The next thing you know, it ain't even a broad. It's a dude dressed up like a broad. And you put the motherfucker out. Man, ain't no way in the fuck I'll tell that story. Now, if I got Shantae got in the car, nigga, you better watch out, man. I picked up a motherfucker look so much like a bitch. Nigga, you getting old. You know, we going to make some jokes. We going to crack up about it. But about a motherfucker saying it in public like that, fuck that motherfucker. That's a real man, ain't doing that damn shit. So, what I'm saying, you take a stripper bitch and you say, damn, bitch, is you a hoe? Let bitches say any goddamn thing other than yes. And your goddamn ass will go for it. You go to them strip clubs and you tell that goddamn bitch, hey, girl, you know, blue, 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 whatever, you know, let's go, whatever. She say, okay. And you got $3-4 to get this motherfucker. I mean, she got, yeah, you got $3-4 to get this bitch. And your ass is going to be so stupid to believe that she ain't finna bring it to me. You gonna believe, oh no, she's different, man. You know, she's doing this, doing that, woo, 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 taking care of her kid, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she's using the money for good, she had good reasons. I would never pay no bitch that's gonna pay another motherfucker. Okay, man, if that's what you believe. 318, I see you. I see you got off and came back home, and I'm gonna be fair. I'm making a judgment, which may be wrong. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to show me that I was wrong, and I'm going to put you back in. But the fucking moment you start sounding like you were sounding last time, I'm taking you off. Then I'm going to X your ass off the list, period. So let's go. You there, man? Come on.
Yeah, I'm back on.
What's up?
I just gotta
what's
say,
up, man?
It sounds. I just gotta say, man, it sounds like you have a tiny
See, didn't I tell you guys? Listen, you guys, I'm so fucking sharp. Didn't I tell you he sounded like one of those knuckleheads that be calling to interrupt my motherfucking show? You know, you may not have experienced it before, but I have. That's why dealing with me, OG nigga, is so fucking good for you. Because I see shit. That question didn't add up. It didn't make sense. No matter how he explained it, it didn't make sense. For the reason I said it didn't make sense, that's why I hung up on him. And what did he do? Call back and show that I was right. And he didn't know when I was asking him those questions he was asking. I was sizing his punk ass up. I'm not going to make a rash decision, but I am going to make a well-thought-out, educated decision based on what I know about people. In your faggot-ass motherfucker, I know you're gay. Something else that I knew. I listened to people, man, and I heard in the background that you was giggling. Or somebody was giggling. Man, I'm sharp as a motherfucker, man. You know, I'm used to you. Call back with another number, gay-ass motherfucker. I'm going to see you then. I see through muddy water and spot dry land and am able to get there. Understand that. Now, you guys just got to understand, I don't ask stuff that's obvious. Because I'm interviewing whenever I talk. Because I'm trying to get to where I need to get. And what you should understand about what I just said is that, man, do you want to waste your time with a person like that because they sound like they're asking you a serious question? And all they're doing is fucking with you? Do you want to waste your time with a person that's like telling you stuff that they did that they ain't even never did, telling you all kind of ways to be that they ain't never tried? I mean, goddamn. I don't want you to do that shit, but if you want to do that shit, I can't stop you. That's why I do my shows. That's why I do them videos. Hey, you guys, and listen, I'm telling you, I'm have to, since it's going to be my second semester at SWU, I got to make it very attractive. So I'm thinking about all you got to do is buy the course. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I know I'm doing it for the next semester. But you buy the course, buy the full course, 1, 2, 3.0, and the school will be free. Just like I did it for the first semester. But this is only if you buy the course starting today. Well, actually, I said this before, so it's really starting Valentine's Day. But my point is, jump on that deal, man. Jump on it. Because you got dudes that be lying to women. You got dudes that be screaming this pimping, whoop, screaming, you know, I'm a real man, you know, I ain't got to do this, I ain't got to do that. But when you run up on a real woman and you scream that stuff, she'd be laughing at you. She'd be laughing. Oh, God, this fucking, wait a minute, this is a different number. But, hey, you guys, listen, just listen. What's up, 318?
Rosebud, I heard you were talking crap, dude.
hey, let me put him back off. Hey, let me tell you something, you guys. What I was saying, this dude is calling from another phone. Hey, dude, I told you, I heard you're talking crap, dude. Dude, it is crap to a motherfucker that sounds like you. Come on, man. You can't expect to understand motherfucking a language unless you speak it. And this is the language of men. You don't speak this. That's why it's all crap. Uh-oh. This is a bunch of them. This is called 786. I'm going to try you.
What's going on?
786, what's happening?
Yo, what's happening? Hey, Bud. Hey, how can I get my you gave me a tool on my email, but I can't get it to my email. I forgot the password. So how can I get that?
You can't get in. You can't get into your email.
Yeah, I can't because I had switched phones. I can't get it to my email because I forgot my password.
Hey, bro, all you got to do is go to your email and put in what you think is your password, and then when it don't work, it's going to say forgot password. You click on it, and then they'll tell you or ask you where you want me to send your password to after you prove that you, and then they'll send you a link so that you can, you know, make a new password.
Nah, but it's on a different – I got a different phone.
It doesn't matter, man. You ain't listening. It doesn't matter about the phone. It matters about the email address.
Yeah, but even if you don't know the...
Bro, then I can't help you, man, since you don't want to listen. I can't help you. I'm trying to tell you, but you're trying to tell me what you're going through. Whatever the fuck you're talking about ain't getting a damn tool, is it?
No, but I'm telling you what I did.
Is it getting the tool?
The same thing you said, I did that.
Okay. Then I supposed to like what? What I supposed to do? I tell you guys.
No.
You know, if you want to fuck.
No,
hey, listen, I tell all you guys, man, if you want to fuck with phones, that's on you. Phones do all kind of goddamn shit. There's all kind of shit that could happen with phones. I'm not responsible for your decision. You want to put your shit on a phone, then whatever happens to that shit on that phone is on you. If you put that shit on your computer, like I tell people to do, you got it. And you can fucking go and get it. What, man? What? But what?
I do everything. I do everything on my phone. Everything on my phone.
What you want me to do, man? That's you. You decide, bro.
Listen,
I already know what you're trying to tell me. Listen. You do everything on your phone. You one of these guys, 21st century guy. You don't fuck with a computer, blah, blah, blah. What I supposed to do, arrange my life around you?
No,
there's 300 million, listen, there's 300 million motherfuckers that do fuck with computers. And there's only about 50 of you, well, no, there's a lot of you guys that want to deal with a phone. There's only 50 motherfuckers like me. I ain't giving it a goddamn about your phone, man. Whatever happened on your phone is on you. You put the shit on your phone. I say download it to your laptop or your PC immediately. You want to download it to your phone, you ain't doing what I said, so why should I care about what the goddamn shit you saying right now, bro?
Okay, so what if you have a computer?
What?
What if you don't have a computer? What if you don't have a laptop?
Then that's your choice. Don't buy my shit. Unless you, unless you willing to lose it on your phone.
No, what I'm asking you is this: if I give you my email, can you pull up everything that I bought from that email?
I sure can.
That's what I was asking you.
Yeah, but you know what it's gonna say? It's gonna pull up. Hey, if you don't download your shit, don't come asking me about shit. Don't come telling me about what the hell happened to you, blah, blah, blah. That's what it's going to say. So what am I supposed to do? What my shit say or what you say?
What your shit say?
So my shit say, if you put your shit on the phone, that's on your ass.
Yeah,
that's what my shit.
Download it from phone.
Brother, that's the only way you download it. That is not the only way to. That's not the only way to download it.
Exactly. Not the only way to download, but that's the way I did it because that was the only thing I had to download.
You already said that, bro.
So what I'm saying is, if I give you my email, can you?
You already asked me
everything?
That. Yes, I can pull the shit up, but
okay,
I ain't going to do it because your ass didn't follow instructions.
That was never no instruction. I never knew that.
You a goddamn lie, man. I will send you the shit. I will send it to you, and you'll see. It says, listen to me, man. It says, send space files. They expire. I don't ever know when they're going to expire. So when I send you the send space files, download them to your computer immediately because I'm not responsible for what happens after. Now, let's say you bought it right now and you.
Hello?
The fuck?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, that problem, bitch.